Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
Well, it's almost the 4th of July, which is crazy. News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Deja, what's going on, girl?
Hey, Bridget, how are you doing?
I am doing well.
I'm so happy that we're able to be back in the studio.
Oh my gosh, me too. We were just talking about that before. I'm like, I feel like we have so much catching up to do. It was like we had, because you're new to the area.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Newer, I want to say. So we get to do this every month. We get to sit down, you know, talk about what's going on. It's so much fun. We usually talk about all these different events that are happening and things like that. But obviously, you know, just a little thing happened called like coronavirus that put a little bit of a halt on some of our events that we usually talk about.
Pretty big halt. And I have been receiving these questions, you know, normally right now, Movies in the Park would be underway, Blues on the Bay. We'd have so many different events that we can enjoy in Community Maritime Park. However, unfortunately, we're still at the point where we aren't able to host. Thankfully, we have entered phase two of Governor DeSantis' plan to have a safe recovery of Florida, where Mayor Robinson and the city of Pensacola is following closely. But that means that we're still not at the point where we can host events of 100 people or larger.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, things are changing minute by minute. There's a lot of uncertainty that's out there. I know that that's no news to anybody that's listening to this. And if it is, then I don't know where you've been. But you always keep us updated and informed. And I just want to thank you and
thank
Mayor
you.
Robinson and, you know, everybody that's working at the city, working tirelessly to, you know, just keep us up to date with all of the information and work hard for us here in Pensacola.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I honestly, it's just what we do. And, you know, it's an honor to be at public service and make sure that everyone is safe and still able to enjoy as much as, you know, they can considering the circumstances. It's impacting us all.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the first time we sat down here, we were in like, it was like, I don't know, maybe like the day after the stay at home order. And we were like, oh gosh, like we are just, you know, working from home, you know, eating our butts off. Like, what are we doing? And now, you know, today is what, the first day of phase two. So at least we're kind of seeing, you know, a little bit of a light coming.
The light at the end of the tunnel.
I don't know if we're at the end of the tunnel, but a light at the middle of the tunnel. A light in phase two of the tunnel. So that's where we're at. So what do you got for us today, Deja?
So unfortunately, I'm here to bring some sad news because right. I know. I wish I could, you know, have a spin. And I will always, you know, being optimistic as I am, I will still share the light at the end of the tunnel. But unfortunately, many of our summer camps have been canceled. I know the last
time. Sorry, parents.
I know. Not all of them. But there has been a great deal of impact just due to spatial limitations. We've had to reduce our camp sizes by the numbers significantly just to ensure that we keep everyone safely at a social distance. Our campers are, you know, still able to enjoy themselves within the space that we have and, you know, be safe. That's always the safety of our staff and our campers is our biggest priority. But there are a couple, and I will go through that list. Unfortunately, our performing arts camps have been.
Oh, no.
I know, JoJo Bo Camp and
JoJo Siwa Camp.
Yes, our princess camps. Those are canceled, unfortunately. They take place at Gold Point Resource Center. And Gold Point is a location where we are hosting our day camps from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if you did want your kid or your child to be able to participate, please still send them out for that. I know that we did have our specific camps that were taking place there, our performing arts camps, but, you know, we do have to make this tough decision. Our outdoor camps are still in play, but a lot of our sport camps that we partner with different organizations have altered. So we have Chip Bowes basketball camp, which would have taken place this month, that has been canceled. And we do have dates on our website for next year. They're actually going to take place next June, June 7th, June 21st, and July 19th of 2021. So we are already geared up and ready to go, but that has been canceled, as well as Roger Scott Tennis Camp. And what they're doing in lieu of their tennis camps is they're offering exercises in different clinics at Roger Scott to be able to replace that.
Okay, that's good. I mean, at least there are some alternatives.
Yes, half full, half full.
You have to keep a half full attitude or you will actually drive yourself crazy.
I know. And it's, and for all of the parents listening out there, these decisions have been so difficult to make, and they weren't just sole decisions that were taken into account. And that's why it took so long to be able to deliver them, because we wanted to definitely be able to roll out everything. But I hope that you guys empathize and understand. And with what we do have available, we are more than happy to take your campers on. Because of the space limitations, they are filling quickly. I know we've been saying that, but I can't emphasize that more now than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So please enroll your child if you are interested in having them participate in Play Pensacola summer camps.
So how does somebody register? Do I call you? Is there an online registration form? What are the steps for parents or grandparents?
So if you go to our website, playpensacola.com, we do have a COVID-19 response where you can get insight on each specific camp and how it's been impacted. It'll be bolded with a programming note where you can list it. But right at the top, we have a direct link to our WebTrack link where you can go ahead and register, sign up for your online account, and place your child into the camp. You will know if the camp is full or not available. You won't be able to register. All of our registration numbers have been removed online so that it's specific once you do get inside there and there isn't any confusion. We want to make that process as seamless as possible.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm on the website right now. Very easy to navigate. So it's going to be easy for parents. And like, if you're listening to this right now, get on right now. Yes. And enroll your kids. Because like Deja was saying, the camp sizes are reduced.
Yes.
And you do not want to miss out. We know you've been with your kids at home. You got that bonding time for the past, I don't know, however many days. And now it's summer and they're itching for something to do.
Absolutely. And they want to get around their peers and actually, you know, gain a different, like, even with being out of school for the duration of time that they've been out of school, you know, get around more kids their age and, you know, hang out and, you know, in a structured environment. We are here still to provide that, but unfortunately we just aren't able to produce it in the way that we desire to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And all I gotta say is thank God we live in Pensacola where we can get outside.
Absolutely.
And now enjoy our parks, and go to the beach and stuff like that, because I have family in New York and they're like, yeah, this is terrible.
It is. As in, you can't, there's places where my parents are in California and they'll let me know in a heartbeat, you cannot go into any establishment without a face mask.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way that it is. And so, you know, those things get uncomfortable. You want to move them around.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just, that's where it
get
is.
Get out and play in Pensacola. Breathe the open air at a distance. Wear your mask when you can't. And we'll all be better for it. I think, you know, like we were saying, things are starting to reopen. You can go visit the parks and things like that.
Yes, 93 parks, 58 playground structures. Take advantage. We even have our pools that are open. They open Memorial Day weekend. So definitely take advantage of Roger Scott Pool and Hunter Pool. You can go, and the kids are having a great time out there. All of our information is on our website for the cost. It's nominal fees for, you can do daily lap swims. We have all of our scheduling up there. There's blocks and spatial considerations that are in place to ensure that everyone has a good time.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at your website right now and I'm seeing virtual recreation center. So what does that mean?
Yes, I'd be happy. That is my baby. I'm so excited about what we've contributed to that. This has been, and a lot of different recreation centers throughout the country have created a virtual recreation center. However, I'm most proud of what our staff has done, because everyone has made a direct contribution to original content. You will see Sanders Beach Kareen Jones Resource Center program manager Betsy and her children making pancakes. They'll show you how to go out to the strawberry patch and pick out the best strawberry. It's very personal to us. It helps you get to know us in a greater light. So we encourage everyone to go on there. We have Alex Odie, our athletics coordinator, doing basketball drills. Some of our Gulf Coast Running Club, they're AKA the Goat Farm, or that's what they're that's what they're called, the goat farm. But they it's cute. It's cute. They're student athletes who have contributed their time to be able to show you different drills that you can do to stay active and engaged. And there's two sections of the website. That's within our virtual programming side. We also have our COVID-19 community update, where we provide all of our latest information. Once we do get a firm date and firm confirmation of when we will reopen things, that will be the first place that you can find that information.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm on the website right now, and there's so many great resources. Basketball, dance, family, for fitness, golf lessons, if you want to meditate, things for the seniors in our area, anything that you want. It's all virtually right here on Play Pensacola's website under the virtual programming, virtual recreation. So it's great the way you guys have adapted and still kept everybody engaged with what you're doing, because like we know, we don't want to call it, you know, socially distant. We want to call it physically distant, because yes, we have to stay connected and we have to do the things that make us, you know, more in our routine.
Absolutely. And even just to get innovative, I know Woodland Heights Resource Center, we have a video up there where, and this one has garnered so many views, I'd say over at least, I'd say 1700 1800 views, where they're showing you how to make hand sanitizer using resources at home.
What is that, like vodka? That's what that's what I've heard. Isn't that what we use?
Mom's version. they have actually we used rubbing alcohol and sun.
Where did I hear the vodka from?
I'm sure it works.
Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing, right? Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
If you have made your own hand sanitizer, give me a text and tell me if you used vodka. 850-437-1620.
It's a Friday morning. I need to know how to make it with that.
You know what's on my mind. Friday. So rubbing alcohol. So I guess that would be the first ingredient.
And after sun gel. I mean, pretty much anything, I'm sure, that will, you know, have some type of disinfecting agent in it that's, you know, you can topically apply safely. We're not putting in anything else in there.
Oh my gosh, I am dying. This coronavirus has made me like so stir crazy. I'm like, I think I heard this somewhere and I need some validity.
I should add it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll do an adult version.
There we go.
Okay. Maybe people just drinking vodka when they're making it. I don't know. Bayview Senior Center. Is that open?
It is not open. So our resource centers will open June 15th, with the exception of Bayview. And that's because our senior population is the most vulnerable during these times. So we want to make sure that we reenter that step very considerably safe. It's something that it's just vital. It's vital to ensure that they're safe. And they have a very robust, amazing Molly, Jeremy, Joseph. Shout out to them, because they are killing it on the Bayview Senior Center's virtual space. So it's a part of our virtual recreation center, and you can see the weekly program schedule on there. But if you go onto their Facebook, they have challenges, Jenga challenges, the winners and the audience choose the loser's consequence. I think Molly jumped into buying Texar once. Yeah.
You have to jump into the bayou if your Jenga isn't up to par. Right. This is getting a little intense over there.
But they are amazing. They have some of the regular courses and programming that you would see if you were visiting in person, like Exercise with John on Tuesdays, as well as Ageless Grace. Let me get that correct. Ageless Grace, which is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But you can tune in. You can go to at Bayview Senior Center on Facebook, and you will see a constant rollout of programs that are there, and they're just killing it. I'm so impressed. I love what they're doing.
Yeah, they're great. And Molly and Jeremy, I mean, the entire staff over there, they're so energetic and they're so passionate about the work that they do. All of you guys are. You want to provide so many great resources for everybody in the city and so many, you know, fun activities. I like that we can come on, and although we have to address, obviously, what's going on in the world, there's a lot of great things for you to take advantage of through Play Pensacola. I mean, beyond the parks. Obviously, we want you to go out. Definitely. And if you didn't know, we had 93 parks in Pensacola.
93 parks. Yes.
That is insane.
That is. And I mean, and we still have our golf course, Osceola Golf Course. Uh-huh. We still have tennis courts, like, these resources are here for you guys, and we want you to take advantage of them. Tierra Verde has a beautiful new playground, Springdale. I've been seeing everyone play basketball. I was driving through East Hill, and I was like, all right, everyone's getting out and, you know, utilizing the space even after the closures. And my initial concern was that there would be a reluctance because that's just the times that we're in, but everyone's taking advantage. And this has shown us how vital parks and recreation programming is.
Oh, so vital. Absolutely. I remember, and even just, I mean, when we couldn't do anything, like I always say, you know, we say our community is so great because we do have such a great community. Just, I mean, walking around East Hill or walking around your neighborhood, you see everybody getting out, riding their bikes, being so joyful with each other because we're all in this together. And when there are dark times, Pensacola shines bright. We'll get through this.
Absolutely.
And I know you feel the same way, Deja, just being, I mean, newer to this community and newer to this city. I know that you see that all the time.
Absolutely. And I love the city. I can't emphasize that enough. I think, and I've been around several different places, and, you know, I went to school in New York. I'm from California, and this just has an amazing balance and such a beautiful community where everyone smiles at each other,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you can tell that everyone genuinely cares about one another. And I think that's just beautiful.
Yeah. You don't go into other cities and people aren't as nice to you when you go to the grocery store as they are here, for sure. And that's the truth. But I'll stop talking about that. I know you guys have been doing like your Sunday strolls. Is that under your department or what is that?
So I believe that is operated directly from the mayor's office.
Okay.
However, the Sunday strolls are in effect, to my understanding, that they pretty much are just a great opportunity to get everyone out in the Palafox district, where you can view the businesses mm-hmm. and different restaurants that are in the area. And it's encouraging everyone to get out and explore that area. We don't operate it, but we're in full support.
Yeah, absolutely. So get out, enjoy our restaurants. I mean, Palafox is just booming.
Yes.
So it's just a great opportunity to get out and enjoy this beautiful city that we have. Do you have anything else for us? Any reminders, things like that?
Sure. So we are offering a Target golf less or pretty much golf clinics. First Tee of Northwest Florida is operating a program where you can get your kids out and they can participate in golf lessons. So please register your child by calling Osceola Golf Course
mm-hmm.
and or either going online and registering at First Tee.
That's a great program. The
you
First
said that
Tee.
You participated in
I
it.
Did not participate, but my boyfriend did the program when he was younger. And Adrian Stills and Marty and everybody that's over there, they're great. But my Leadership Pensacola classes is partnering with the First Tee of Northwest Florida to refurbish all the batting cages at the Goofy Golf Facility. So, I mean, kind of a lot of
nice.
A lot of things going on there. But it's such a great program. Again, this is something that you should definitely, you know, with golf. I mean, I'm not like a pro golfer, but my dad's in the golf business and things like that. And I love going out to the golf course. You just relieve a lot of stress and you learn a lot of life lessons.
Yes.
I mean, you learn the game of golf with First Tee, but I know that you learn a lot of life lessons and patience and you learn a lot about yourself. So do you know the age ranges for that or where they can go to sign up to get more information?
So the age ranges, they vary, but starting at 6, going all the way through, I believe, age 13. And so if you go to First Tee of Northwest Florida, mm-hmm. you will be able to register your child into that particular program.
Okay, very good. So definitely take advantage of that. We also want to remind everybody, sign your kids up for these summer camps. They're
Please.
Looking a little different than they did in the past because of everything that's going on. Obvious reasons. So, you know, they were already super popular before we had coronavirus and we had to do limited capacity. So now you need to sign up as soon as you can.
Absolutely. Please visit playpensacola.com to sign your child up. They are filling up. I've been notified that they're filling up. So please don't hesitate if that is something that you're considering. June 15th will be the first day of camp.
Are they day camps or week-long camps? Or what is kind of the time structure for those?
So the day camps that take place at Cobb, Woodland Heights, Gull Point, and Fricker, they are day camps, and those are from 6 to 7. But the ones that were in place at, like, our performing arts camps, which unfortunately are canceled, but some of our sports camps that are still in place, like Challenger International,
mm-hmm.
Which is a soccer camp, those are week-long camps. So you would be able to, if you did, you know, not you didn't want to necessarily enroll your child into a summer-long program, that is absolutely fine. we have something that'll fit for everyone. Same thing that goes for our fishing and outdoor adventure camps.
The adventure camps are something I remember last summer. We talked to the guy in charge of the fishing
Paul
camp.
Pipes.
Paul.
He's amazing.
Yes. And I was like, you know, I've never, you know, really wanted to fish necessarily. My boyfriend's super into it. Every time he invites me, I'm like, no. But the way he was talking about it, I'm like, this sounds fun. I want to sign up for this camp.
It is amazing what he does, and he cares so much. I can't emphasize enough how much he cares and how passionate he is about his programs. Mm-hmm. And they are very popular with everyone. And those, I believe, are some of the ones that fill up the quickest.
Yes.
We have the perfect environment here. I know I had the opportunity to go surf fishing once. I've never done that in my life. I've gone deep sea fishing, but never surf fishing. So that's exclusive to Pensacola.
That is a foreign language to me, but very popular. And you need same thing with, you know, golfing, with fishing. You learn so much and you bond with people. And we know these kids, you know, haven't been able to see their friends or anything like that because school has been out since March. So it's a great opportunity to get your kids learning new life skills that
Absolutely.
They can take with them forever. So you guys are providing such great educational programs and fun programs for kids just to get out and play. And adults need to get out and play too. So visit all the parks and visit playpensacola.com. See all the resources they have. See how you can get involved.
Definitely. And stay tuned for our a rollout of our community center programs. Once our resource centers do reopen, some of them will have programming after 6 p.m. We will remain closed during the day because of our campers that are on site. However, after 6 p.m., some of the resource centers will be able to offer programs to adults and others.
Do we have a projected timeline for when the resource centers are going to, is that in phase 3?
So they will reopen starting June 15th as well.
Oh, okay.
And so I believe that it's just going to be somewhat of it because of
how
the
many phases are there. I can't keep up. All I know is I'm in phase 2 today.
we're in phase 2, but they will open back up on June 15th, and that will be but it won't look the same. There won't be any daytime programming. You can't unfortunately go at 11 a.m. and with the exception of Kareem Jones Resource Center, where you can utilize the gym that's there. And all of that information is being built as we reach there. So once June 15th comes, which is the Monday after next, we'll be ready to just roll out and have that information ready to go for you.
Can you believe it's already June?
Can you believe it? I can't.
I know.
At all.
I felt like 2019 went by super quickly.
2020,
I'm like, what year
is.
Are we in? 2020 is just flying by. Ready to get through it.
I know. I think everyone's okay with 2020 flying.
I'm okay that it's June, but I always have to constantly remind myself, still, what day it is, what month it is, what country am I in? Where am I? Yeah, seriously. So, summer camps is the most important thing that we need to push. Give everybody your information one more time of where everybody can go.
Yes, please visit playpensacola.com. We have a link directly on the drop down menu toward the right, summer camps, and you'll be able to find all of the information there. You will follow the link webtrack.cityofpensacola.com where you can register your child for any of the available summer camps that we have.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Deja. It's always so much fun sitting down with you.
I always have such a blast.
So glad we're back in the studio today. And if you missed any part of this segment, you can find it on our news radio website or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts after today. So definitely check it out. Share it with your friends. We have Boat Smart coming up next.